Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. I was online. They were trying to give a Lowe's giveaway tool chest. And when I ordered that, it went directly to you guys. And I didn't want no health food. And they sent that to me. So I need to get that canceled. I don't know why it does that.
What's your zip code?
95307, ma'am. I knew I should not fall for that Facebook stuff because I thought I was getting a tool chest crashing from Lowe's and it's directed to me and it said bike comms. No, I don't want no health food. I don't want that. So that's why I'm calling you right now to delete that.
Well, verify that zip code again for me, please. 950.
95307. And it was $459.89 pending. I said, no, I'm going to call them up right now. I don't need that.
Excuse me, sir. What's the name, please?
David Flores.
Mr. Flores, would you verify your address, please?
1702 Lois Way, Ceres, California, 95307.
Okay. I've located a transaction here for you. Let's see what transpired here.
It's $59.89, it says.
Yes, so what that stemmed from when you did a contest entry for the Bites Hub, I mean a contest entry to either win an iPhone or Dyson vacuum cleaner or something of the sort?
No. It was a Craftsman tool chest from Lowe's. And they're sending me to the Bite comms. No, I don't want that. So I need that taken off. Cancel that, please.
Okay, I understand. So
it's a gig. I didn't know it would do that. I don't want no bison. I don't need no health food. It says best health results too. I said no.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, the meal plan, now what that is, I know you said you're not, but this app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and to cut sugar.
I don't want it, ma'am. Ma'am, I don't want it, please.
I understand. Now, let me ask you this. Mr. Flores.
Please, I just want it canceled. That's all. That's why I'm calling right away. It just happened maybe 5-10 minutes ago.
I understand,
I want
sir.
That off.
I understand. But allow me to go through my protocol, please. All right. So that meal plan, even if I did offer you the monthly rate of $20, would that be of interest, sir?
No, ma'am. I don't want it, please. I want that off. That's why I don't want it. I'm canceling it. I don't want it, ma'am. That's what I'm telling you. I don't want it. I'm on a monthly income, and I can't afford this. I thought it was too good to be true.
I thought it was
too good to be true to get that free toolbox, and it's, you said you just won yourself a health plan. I don't want it.
Yes, sir. That's why I was trying to the $20 a month can eat if
ma'am,
you can't afford
no,
it.
No, please. I don't want it. Jake, just refund it, please.
Okay, what happens is, because it is a valid charge, sir, so what I can do for you is, so it won't create any additional charges per month, so it is a monthly plan, a monthly amount, so it won't occur any additional charges, so the first thing I need to do is cancel the membership, period, okay? So
well,
it won't,
just do that. And that credit of $59.89 will go back to
sir,
my tip.
Allow me to assist you, okay? I hear you. But this
I appreciate
is what
it.
This is what I can do. I can cancel your membership going forward so you won't receive any additional charges. Let's do that first.
Okay.
And I will give you a cancellation number here in a minute saying that that's canceled.
And that.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on a
okay.
second. Let me finish the notation on your account, sir, please.
So you're saying I'm not getting my money back? Is
hold,
that what you're telling me?
Hold on a minute, sir. Let me finish this part right here. You don't want to get any reoccurring charges. Is that correct?
Or my money back.
Well, that's two different things, sir, right now. Please allow me to get this done part done first, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I know you're doing your
let
job.
Let me notate the account, please. that does not want membership. Account canceled. Okay, so I've notated your account for it to be canceled. The cancellation number is, you ready for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Cancellation number C as in Charlie, 920720956. All right.
Can I repeat that to you, please?
Sure.
Charlie 920720956.
That's correct. So hold, please. Let me make sure that's done. That has been canceled. And now, so with your $59.89 charge, what I can do about that is, hold on.
Okay. You can return that to my card.
Hold on, sir. Hold on. So that has been canceled. So here we go.
I got the notification. Yes, I did.
Yes, sir. I see that. So $59.89 on your account. What I can do with that $59.89 is $75% of that back to your account. What that makes it is $59.80. What's the amount? $59. I'm having to go from screen to screen, so hold on. $59.89 at 75%.
How come I don't get my own money back if I'm canceling, ma'am?
Because it's a valid charge, for one thing, at 75%. So $44.91 is the amount that I can refund you back, sir.
$44.91?
Yes, sir. That's 75% of that. So $44.91 will go back on your card. No charges going forward. Okay. And that's as a courtesy doing that $75.95 because actually it's a valid charge. But what I can do as a courtesy is do that 75% back as $59.89. I can refund that to your account. You'll see it in 3 to 5 business days.
Through my bank.
That depends on them, 3 to 5 business days when it does go back, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure you want to refund order $44.91? Yes. Then it tells
me. I don't want it. I don't need it.
You don't want the $41.91 back?
Yes, I want that back.
Okay, so hold on. And then the order was refunded successfully for $44.91. It goes back on your account, depending on your bank, 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right.
So you got $44.91 back refunded to you out of the $59.89. Your account also was canceled, meaning that you won't have any reoccurring charges going forward. Anything else?
Is there a reason why I don't get my whole amount back? Is there a reason I can't?
Yes, sir, because the thing of it is, when you did your card and all that, you got your cancellation number. It's done. The reason's being because it is, as a courtesy here, we give it back to you. Because actually, when you put your account number in, like when it asks for your account number, you had the option at that time not to continue on if the terms and conditions were read. Because they stated in the terms and conditions and provided that they were read.
No, it went directly when I was on Facebook for this free Lowe's crash bin. And you got 2 tries for the gift, and I got a 2nd try, and then when I pushed the button, it showed the tool chest, you're winning, and they wanted all my information to mail it. And then it wrote directly me to this Bite Hub.
Right, because,
you know.
Yes, sir, because prior to that, before you even did the contest entry is where the terms and conditions are, not when you said
that's where they get you, and I didn't want none of that. I thought it was just a free You know, they trick you on this. I'll never order through Facebook ever again.
Okay, I understand, sir. So your $41.91 is back on your card. It goes back to your card, and you won't have any reoccurring charges, okay?
I appreciate your time and effort.
No worries. Thank you, Mr. Forrest. You have a wonderful evening, okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you for understanding.
You're welcome.
Thank you for understanding. Yeah, because I'm on a fixed budget. I thought it was too good to be true to get a free Craftsman for $11.
No, well, actually, sir, the gift, it was a chance to win the Craftsman, okay? It wasn't saying that you won it. It was a chance to win it. So you paid for the contest entry.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
I misread it. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, ma'am, for helping me.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening, okay? Thanks
you
for calling
too, ma'am.
Us and support.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for helping and understanding.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.